welcome to another edition of City Minutes. I'm Jose Leon, and I'd like to just go over a little bit about what happened in the last City Council meeting, which was a little over a week ago. Was a very short meeting. They discussed, what did they discuss? They discussed the utilities extension that was proposed to go out to Pork City Hill, is what I understand it's called. And that was kind of shot down. There's still a last one more appeal, I guess you could call it, more or less. They discussed the liquor store, some things they have to do to make sure that gets on budget, do some value engineering, as they called it. They introduced a new city deputy assistant administrator, kind of a title like that, Tony Mackey. So she's in the office working with Patty on city administrator duties. So then the meeting was very short, but then they did call a special meeting to discuss Highway 61, which happened just last Monday, the 31st of July. And in that meeting, they pretty much, Highway 61 or state representatives, MnDOT representatives, Josie Olson. So she came in and gave us a little overview of kind of the final choices for what's going to go in on Highway 61. Looks to me like there will be two roundabouts. There's still some design issues to work out on them. I'm sure they'll figure it out. And then some issues with the east end of town, some choices that have to be made over there. There's some new development with this Holiday Inn Express that might go in there. So that there'll be some considerations to be made over there. So it was relatively short. You can watch those meetings on thpac.org. Probably where you're watching these, unless you're watching them on cable TV. So that was pretty much it. Hopefully next week we'll get the mayor or one of the city council members to join me, or maybe Kitty Mayo. Not exactly sure, but we'll get somebody to come in and help out with these in the future. And so for now, I think maybe people are wondering, well, who is Jose Leon? What does Jose do at City Hall? Well, I am the city public access coordinator with the city of Two Harbors. It's a contract position, and I manage public access, find programs appropriate for public access, record council meetings, school board meetings, Lake County meetings, some other events that might happen throughout town. I try and catch some of the city band meetings and a few other things as things happen. I'd love to get some volunteers to cover some more events. I'm sure there are more things that we'd love to get on there. School sports would be one. I'm working towards being able to offer that. But in the meantime, last City Minutes, I asked Councilmember Uriah Hefter a few questions, and I'd like to ask everybody these same questions. So I'm going to ask myself these same questions. What keeps me busy outside of my public access coordinator duties? So what keeps me busy is I run a small production company, me and my wife, called Two Harbors Media, and we do some basically music video production up the shore, down in Duluth, over in Wisconsin. That's mainly what keeps me busy during my time here. So when you see me wandering around, I'm in town, I'm stretching my legs, trying to stretch out a bit from sitting in front of a computer for a couple hours at a stretch. So what is it that got me interested in becoming public access coordinator? Well, I kind of got involved in paying attention to the city politics in 2021. It was a mayoral recall. That kind of got my attention and got some other people's attention. And so I was recording some meetings down here for people. And I guess that's what got me interested in doing it. Seeing that there was a potential to show the public what goes on and to hopefully give an opportunity for the public to show what they do, what are your interests in town, hobbies, your pet peeves, whatever the case may be. That's what got me interested. What is it that you like or love about Two Harbors? What I love about Two Harbors is the big water, the big lake. I love going to see the lake. I love driving home from Duluth or the Twin Cities or wherever it may be, up the shore, wherever, and driving on the shore. It's just such a relaxing thing for me. and to come home to a nice, quiet, small town living. And I love the people in town. I love the whole environment. About 2 hours there. These other questions, this question's kind of more for city council members, but what do you hope to see Two Harbors looking like in 5 years? I would hope that we could get some development done down at the waterfront now that there's potential for something to happen down at the waterfront. I've lived here for 11 years and it's kind of just been decaying and not a whole lot happening. I mean, they did do some major improvements at the boat launch in these last 11 years, but it sure would be nice to see some things happen on the other side of the railroad tracks down by the lake. That's my, what events have shaped your character and made you who you are today? You know, like kind of like Uriah, that's a personal question. I guess what made me who I am today is my parents' upbringing and my in-laws, their raising of my wife, and the values and the experiences that I constantly draw on, the remembrances that I constantly draw on. I guess those are the things that really shape me to be who I am today, is my parents' upbringing. And I'll be honest, there were times when I wouldn't have said that, but you know, as you get older, wisdom comes with you a little bit and you realize that what your parents were actually trying to tell you was, they were trying to tell you the wisdom that they gleaned when they got to be my age. They're both gone and passed away. So I draw on those remembrances of my childhood and how I was raised and the values that my parents had. So that's what made me who I am today. And I'm happy to do what I do here at the City Hall. I'm happy to run this equipment and to be able to bring stories and things that are hopefully pertinent to some people's lives to public access. And I'm hoping to be able to offer this opportunity to other people. You have the opportunity to come in, learn how to use this equipment, produce a video, tell your story, tell a story about, you know, the hobby you have, club you have, interest you have, learn how to be a filmmaker, volunteer and meet some people in town. That's the goal of public access, and I hope to keep that going. And it's been a little long-winded session here, but thank you for bearing with me. And we'll see you again on another edition of City Minutes here in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Thank you.